Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show. Meet the trusted experts who will give you straight answers and will help guide you on the path of later life care. Now, here's your host, founder, caregiver, and CEO, Suzanne Newman.
Welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network, and I am here with CEO and founder of Jordan River Moving and Storage, based in Kirkland, Washington, but obviously serves our seniors and their families and our military all across the USA. And Sean, welcome back as we finalize with the last two tips of the top 10 tips in moving. And I've got here, and I know this is a huge passionate point of yours, never allow a move to be priced by cubic feet.
That's correct, because you heard me talking about it.
Yeah, I will never do that. I got it in my head.
This is the basic of the scam. And it's basic. Hey, it's not a precise measure, but you move under anything that's not a precise measure, you need to understand the customer, you have no control. No control, none in whatsoever. Now, if the military, the government, the state, corporate, all using weight, is a reason for it.
Right.
All the scam companies using cubic feet, there's a reason for that too, right? I mean, it's simple. That's just, it's cubic feet goes with the scam, weight goes with the good people. It's simple as it is. And I never forget what's happened to the senior that we moved from Texas to Oregon. I told you the story.
I think. Yes. I want you to tell our listeners.
Yes. So, you know, John River based in Washington and South Carolina. So our truck traveling between 48 states, and we're delivering our customer in Texas and any other state. So when we went to Texas or every other state, company know Jordan River, for example, from the family-owned network, contacting us, hey, you guys going back to Washington? I have a customer that I pick up here. Some of them doesn't have a 18-wheeler at all. They're just doing a pickup, and they need someone to hold it for them. Or the 18-wheeler for them is busy, and they need to deliver. And it's fair enough, you know. We agree for the service to that they pay us, and we don't get involved between them and the customer for most part. So a company contacted us from Texas to take a shipment to Oregon. When the driver was loading, he finished loading and he got the paperwork from the company. And then he called me, he said, listen, you're not going to believe it. I said, well, what's happened? He said, this 2,400 cubic feet on a truck is volume, because the truck is measuring cubic feet too, you know.
Right.
And I said, okay, what's the problem? He said, the problem is they charge the customer 5,600 cubic feet. I said, what? It's not even, it's 5,600 cubic feet. It's more than one truck complete. He said, yes, that's what they did. They charged this customer that amount of money. He said, well, I need to call the customer really to make sure, you know, they will accept delivery. There'll be no problem. I don't know what they settled with the customer. What's the problem? Because we don't want problem. We don't want to get involved. We don't want the police to wait for us on the other end. So when he called, to the customer, he talks, yeah, they're ready with the balance. They know what's going on. He said, but, you know, they are really old people. They're elderly. They pretty much took advantage of them because they're not even questioning what they did to them. They don't know how all this happened, how they got charged for everything. I said, you know, at that point, the stop is on our truck. There's nothing really we can do. Go deliver. Do the best service you can for those people. You know, show them the number. Throw them on a truck, educate them. We scratch off this company. We will never, they're on a blacklist. We'll never load from those people. I'm not sure even if they stayed in business after that for much longer. But
Horrible.
They charge those people on a move that should be, let's say, Texas, $2,400, $5 per cube, like roughly $13,000, $40,000.
Unreal.
People should be aware, and they can do it because they're charged by cubic feet. There's no precise measure, none whatsoever. They took the item. I'm sure what they did, they took the pickup, spread the item all over the two truck. By the end, just close the door like this behind it.
Yeah.
And it's ugly.
Mm-hmm. You've told us before that if you call a moving company, probably one of the questions that you should ask is, how do you charge people? Is it by weight or cubic feet? Would that be a fair question to ask?
Absolutely. First question. Okay. They're going to tell you by list of items, by this, handcuff the phone. Either you Wait, my shipment, provide me a wake, sleep, yes or no. Now, this company that will tell you we're going to charge you by weight, and the day of the move will come, and the foreman try to walk you out of it. So, I know, I see more item, I see this, your weight going to be higher. I think, but let me work it out. Let me talk to the office. Let's do a flat rate here. Let me do some calculation, give you a discount. Do not agree to that under no circumstances.
Okay.
Good or bad, go to the scale. Don't worry about it. Scale is your best friend. I promise you. The scale.
Yeah, because that tells the truth. They could tell you anything. And the real reality is proof is at the weight. So you can request any moving company that you want to see the weight. You know, you want to go to the scale.
This tactic is also ugly. They supposedly say, yeah, we'll charge you by the weight, and the foreman come in. I saw a moving company, all the estimate by weight, not even one weight receipt. I said, how do you have a weight receipt on all your shipment that all say flat? So the foreman go and he close a flat price with the customer. He see what the cubic feet is. He converting it by 7 to weight, give and take, and just and convince the customer, supposedly, that they have more and he's going to save them. He doesn't want to go to the scale and all this, you know.
Right.
The actors. They,
right.
No, you as a customer say, absolutely no. Yes, I know the risk. Yeah, you scared me. No problem. And tell me, you know what? Where is the empty weight?
Oh, right.
It's a big, 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 big red flag.
Okay? Yeah.
Sometimes because they can, if they didn't have any scale in the area or something, but that's which means he need to weigh the truck full and then empty, reverse weight. But also in a situation like this, ask for reweigh so you can
Yeah, good point. And so we have a last tip. Inspect the truck at delivery before the crew leaves.
Correct. Very important. Very, very important. Just to, just recently, I got a comments from a customer. Said she was so excited about Jordan River because the foreman insisted she will come to the truck and inspect the truck. So she felt like secure that the crew is honest.
Aww.
It's a basic. You as a customer need to, wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But because the foreman insists, because the foreman doesn't want problem. He doesn't want to hear later, oh, I'm missing something, something probably left on the truck. The crew, it's on a paperwork too. You have to initial that you really went and inspect the truck. And not only this, the foreman took him to check the front, like where the crew sit. So that was, she was straight about it. Said, you want me to check everything, that there's nothing left behind. And really, the idea is, we finish the move. If anything, sometimes between the boxes can be the glass that we inserting like this, you know, protect, or if anything, between the blanket, a bench, I don't know, something small. Go inspect the truck. See that it's empty. There's nothing really left behind. So you feel comfortable.
Right.
And as if you can't find something in the house, it's somewhere in the house. You will find it. And knowing that the crew didn't take anything with them. Okay. Don't leave under the impression. Clear your mind.
Yeah. And I think that's really the key. It's just about closure. It's making sure that you now got everything to your destination and you don't have that question hanging out if you can't find something because you saw the truck and you were there. And I think that's important for anybody, just for their own psyche, that you know.
Anybody, especially with the senior I told you before, it's the one of the things that you have to be know how to work with them. It's sometimes forgetting stuff, and a company should be able to go and look for item in the house for the senior without additional charges.
Yeah.
Take time because they don't remember or they don't know where to find it. And mostly they take the time later and they find it and they're calling. But if they still can, send the crew out. Send the crew out.
Yeah.
The truck. So first of all, one thing they know, nothing was on the truck. Nothing left on the truck. It's got to be somewhere here. Maybe the mover can come and help us do it. We will gladly do so.
Yeah.
We are not going to say, oh, we're going to charge you for it. No, it's fine. It's part of it.
Yeah. And I'm just going to throw something in the end. And I think it's important that we put it here because in the part, we talked about all these tips that we've gone through, but I really want to talk a little bit about how your crew serves our seniors, because you give them special training as far as, you know, be more talk slower, make sure that you're more gentle and with things. I mean, there's a lot that you put into that, isn't there?
Not only this, we have specific crew that can do senior. Not everybody can do. We have foremen
Yeah.
storming the house. They're working fast on the local move. They just work fast. Other people, they work fast. They cannot do senior because they don't know how to work different. I'm, as I say, you got to be patient, slow down, listen.
Listen, yeah. And those are prized possessions of, you know, decades living in a home. So you're dealing with somebody that's in an emotional, you know, situation. It's not an easy day for them.
I know. Sometimes I see a crew take forever to complete the move, and I said, "Why is it?" I mean, like I said, "Listen, they were so old. With the everything took forever. They needed time." I said, "Okay."
Yeah. Well, Sean, this has been such an honor to have you give us all these tips. And certainly for everyone listening, please check out Sean's website, JordanRiverMoving.com. You can also see his specialist page on Answers for Elders. And we're just so honored to have you as a partner and look forward to hearing from you again soon.
It's my pleasure. We're always ready to help and answer any question, whether you use Jordan River or not. You need any help, anything, you're in a situation that someone scam you or something, you need advice, feel free to call.
Well, I'm sure that some of our listeners will do just that. So thank you again, Sean. And to each and every one of you, be good to each other.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.
Hey everybody, Jared Sebestier, host of Retire Repurposed. This podcast is dedicated to help people transition into fulfilling and purposeful retirements. Retirement is a big life change. In fact, the two most dangerous years of a person's life are the year they were born and the year they retire. Few people could just flip the switch from working a career 30 or 40 plus years, retiring on Friday, without methodical steps to living what we call a repurposed retirement. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.